Mem Hei on Aleph. About two dots. About eight lines down. So Mishnah said, B'chol yitzim l'hatzol chazal m'kerman. So that statement, B'chol yitzim l'hatzol chazal m'kerman, sounds like the Gemara of Afilu Tupo. As far as they go, even if they went past 4,000 Amos, they're able to come back. We just said in the Reisha, Apaim Amma Basuloi, that they're only able to come back if there's this overlap of the of their tomb back to the original tomb. Otherwise, they can't come back. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shechazin Mekli Zayin Limkayma. So the point of the Sefer is not that the halacha of the distance that you're allowed to come, because it's not adding. In other words, what is it adding? It's just repeating the halacha. You're allowed to come back within 2,000 amas. We know that already. So it's adding a different halacha. It's adding you're allowed to come back with your kli zayin. So in other words, you don't say they have to leave their weapons where they are. Okay, that's Rav's teretz. Then the verse says, oh my kusha, you know what? Let's go back to the original question. That I can differentiate between mishiyot and brishos is one level, and a case of a person who went lahatzil is a different level. That the case where they're going to means that protect the Jews from attack, they gave him a heter to come back, even beyond 4,000 amos. So my question to Malachal Shani, what was this whole question to start with? That Rabbi accepts the question and gives his answer. I'm not sure what the question is. Versus Eli Kasha HaKasha. The place where you would want to ask this question is in the following. He says, "Rishena loha yuzozim misham kolayim." Case was that they would go to Meir. This mission itself is Rosh Hashanah. They would go to testify that they saw the Chodesh. So originally, once they did their job, and now they're beyond the tchum, so that was it, they had to stay put. So they get 2,000 amas in all directions. Okay, then the Mishnah says, not only the case of a person who goes to testify, it is a Chodesh, a midwife who went to attend to a woman, a person who was coming to protect and save against an attack by an army. I mean, in the horror, I mean, in a palace, or the river's overflowing, and they need people to save the rescue attempts, or to try and block the river, sandbag it, whatever it is. Or if a house, something has collapsed and they're digging out, looking for survivors. I mean, the lake from a fire. Here we give them a status of that they're like that place where they are now. They are equivalent of the members of that city where they went to. And they have 2,000 amas from that point. And that, Fred the Merkasha was too low. They only have 2,000 amas. But Marta called Yerzin Lahatzel Chayzin Lim Kaima. I feel the tuba. Our mission says they can come back home. In other words, I'm going to accept that Lahatzel is different than, let's say, Eidus HaChodesh. That's what we're suggesting. But you see from the mission Rosh Hashanah that we don't differentiate between Lahatzel and other things. And that, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Shechazim Kli Zayin LeMekayma. To answer this, that stira, or it's accepting the suggestion that Lahatza would be different. So we would have this stira, and the answer is that Lahatza is not different in regards to the amount of tumakets, but its heter is they can come back in a case when they were able to come back. They can come back with their weapons. Kinatanya. Rishon Yeminichin Kli Zayin. The Bais Hasamach L'Chaimah. that when they would come back in, they would put their weapons at the first house they would come, they would reach near the we didn't give them a heter to go with their weapons beyond them. One time the enemy realized and they came after them. So they all ran back to that house. They went to get their weapons. The enemy then followed them there. So they went into the house. They followed them into this house. So the panic of trying to get the weapons, so dangerous weapons, small area, people panicking, pushing, shoving, they end up killing each other more than the enemy had killed them. So therefore, that's when Chazal instituted that they can go back all the way back to their original home and their mokum with their weapons. Okay, so that was Rav's parents. Rechem and Yitzchak Omar. Rechem Yitzchak says different teretz. Look, Kasha. Kan shenitzchu Yisrael es umos oivim. In a case where the Jews had been victorious, so then they have 2,000 amos. They have no need. The fight is over. And Kan shenitzchu umos oivim es atzmon. That. Nice way of saying it, that the other ones were victorious and they're retreating. So in that situation, they take they're able to come all the way back. So the stira is a distance issue. He's assuming it's not a question of carrying the weapons; it's a question of a distance issue. And one says you only come back if it's 4,000 amas, and if it's beyond that, you just get 2,000 amas from wherever you are. And once you can come all the way back. So the case where they were victorious, they stay there. The case where they weren't, they can come all the way back. Let's see, Rashi. I feel the tuba. Yosi Ma'arba Lovim says you can come back where as far as you went, which is it means more than 4,000. But to me, that's right as a question. But Marta Resha, didn't you say in the Resha Hechad Lo Mivlon? Occasionally they don't overlap. You only get 2,000 amas from that point. You can't come all the way back. It's not telling you what distance it is. You're right. It's only 2,000 amas and that's it. The kiddush over here is they can come back with their weapons. Once it's done, drop the weapons. Mechalul Shabbos because the Russian don't be Mechalul Shabbos with carrying the weapons back. We don't say that. The time of fire should come on. The Morris can explain why that's holding here in Rashi.